hey, empaths, I know you got this incredible gift and I don't want you to get it taken advantage of. So I'm going to talk to you today about what you can do to be able to build trust instead of being mistreated. So I'd like to talk to the empaths right now for a moment because I don't want you to get taken advantage of in you exercising this gift that you have to be in tune to your surroundings and to be in tune to people. You could get taken advantage of if you're not aware of what people do to you. And so I want to point out for you what this looks like so that you can be conscious and aware and be able to protect yourself, because the common public does not understand an advanced way of being able to be in tune and being able to interpret your surroundings. You and I both know, you know, as an empath, you have an additional ability to be in tune, where most people, because of poor diet and overdoing it on sugar and starches and the junk food that they eat, their brain has become numb and less on a lower schedule, lower level of functioning. And so because of poor eating habits, poor sleeping habits, and literally poor language habits, there are a lot of people who are numb and they literally have lower levels of mind functions. And so as an empath, you're going to stand out. You're going to stand out because you are more sensitive to your surroundings. You have more input coming in than most people. And so you're more aware and sensitive to the things that are going on. And so you're going to stand out because of what you understand. Now, because there are more people who have, you know, let's say there's one empath out of every 100 people. That means you've got 99 people who are going to look at you like you're the weirdo. Like you're the weirdo because you're so sensitive and because you sense and feel things. And you can feel negative energy and you can feel positive energy when you walk into a room, or you can sense where people's feelings are and you can sense how people think and feel. The 99 people are going to think you're the weirdo. So one of the ways I want to make sure that you are not taken advantage of is because 99 people are going to try to define who you are, and they're going to call you names and they're going to mock you because you are so in tune. And they're the ones with the numb brains. I mean, we all see the fast food restaurants popping up everywhere. We see the long lines of the fast food, and all this fast food eating disrupts their ability to be able to even understand. And so you have 99 people to your one who is going to take advantage of you by literally over talking your thoughts and even try to even talk you out of what it is that you know and what it is you understand. And so to protect yourself, you're 1 out of 100. You are 1 out of 100, and well done on taking care of yourself. And really right now I'm going to tell you too, get better sleep, more sleep, and you eat a little bit more healthy, your gift is going to improve. It's going to improve, and good thing you're around, because your skills and ability actually help people, help society not completely crumble because of their lack of ability of, you know, being aware and conscious of what's going on in this world. Another way that you could be taken advantage of is that you could be told by 99 people that what you're thinking and how you sense things is wrong. Like it's too much. Oh, you're too sensitive. Oh, you're too in tune. You shouldn't dabble in other people's lives. Well, empaths, we're not out there to tell people what to do. We're here to help solve problems. That's what we are. We're here to help solve problems to the people who are interested in solving their problems. Now, you need to be super careful, because if you're crossing the line and just walking up to people and trying to fix people and they weren't looking for it, you got yourself in trouble on that one. So be super careful that the way in which you sense and feel your surroundings, that it stays a way to be able to help you be in a better place. And then when somebody is asking for help, then you can use this to be able to help them. Because you're way more in tune to how they feel than they are in tune with themselves because of their eating and sleeping bad habits. Next, who to trust? You know, as an empath, who do you go out to? Who do you reach to be able to listen to? Who are you trusting? And you get really close to your friends and then they probably mock you a little bit and tease you a little bit, or maybe it's your spouse and your spouse kind of tease you a little bit. You know, sometimes in an empath, you're going to feel like you're completely alone. And whenever somebody feels like they're alone, they tend to be a little needy. You know, like they need a friend or they need someone to talk to. And that's where you can get taken advantage of, is you can find this new friend and they're all super nice to you until they get to know you and your strangeness about who you are. Just be careful that when you are around new people, that as you go to share thoughts and feelings, speak normal language. People don't understand energy fields and chakras, and they don't understand, you know, the coming and going of light and dark. They don't understand life force. They don't understand these kinds of words and this terminology. And you don't have to use that language. You can actually use normal everyday language to be able to communicate with people. And so what I'm suggesting to you, so that you don't get taken advantage of and mistreated, is to not put out weird language. You don't need to use the odd language that most people don't understand. Remember, there's 99 to your one. I know you're trying to think, well, I'm gonna help 99 people understand me. You don't. There's 99 people. That's the majority. So we can fit in as empaths with society and not be mistreated. We can fit in and we can help. And we can help people solve problems, but we need to be careful of how we explain things. Remember who you're speaking to and the level of understanding that they have. When an empath gets mistreated or misunderstood, I know what it feels like, because you feel like, well, I'm not going to share anymore. I'm not going to even care anymore. And you will shut down this gift. And this gift is for you to help you be safe. And when you shut down the gift, now you don't feel safe. You feel like you can't contribute. You feel like you're nothing, you're worthless. And then you go down that spiral. You know what I'm talking about. So the suggestions I have for you here to be able to support you in not being mistreated in any way or misunderstood is the way that you explain things. Find simple ways to explain the feeling in the room. Like, instead of saying, I feel like there is light leaving this room and there's darkness seeping in, that language creeps people out. They're like, what are you talking about? Well, all you have to do is say, well, boy, the mood in this room sure has changed recently. I wonder what's happening. You know, you use the words mood or attitude. And, you know, when you talk about people's feelings, you can say, I sense that there's a attitude that you go through. So you can use language that is not over the line, because as soon as you start talking in the strange language you can use, because you're trying to describe what it is you're noticing, but it's up to us to use different language to be able to support people to be able to not kick us out or make us seem like we're weird. The gift and ability you have is a very, very valuable gift, and it can help a lot of people, and it can help you. Be very clear on your identity. Don't let other people tell you that you're a weirdo or you're a strangeo, but you literally go, you know, I'm here to serve and help people understand themselves. Really, that's what you're here to do. And whenever you go to work with a person, be sure, or you're going to help someone, be sure that you have permission. Recently, I met someone who is an empath, and they walked up to me and they said, I'm an empath and you need help. And I said, hold on a minute. Let me teach you some ground rules. They didn't even ask. They didn't even ask. They just want to rush up and, but because you are so in tune to people, it doesn't mean you get to just cross their personal borders and just go up there and just start talking to them. That doesn't give you permission. Most empaths are reckless when it comes to permission-based coaching. Permission-based coaching, which means if you're going to help somebody, you go get permission from them and you find out if they really are in a place to change. And I know I just heard the thought where you were thinking, but Kirk, there's an urgency. I know. But if the student is not ready to learn, they're not going to listen. They're not going to listen. And then you're just babbling, and then you're the weirdo. You're the weirdo. You're the weirdo. And that is where you need to stop being the weirdo. You get to get permission. You get to find out if they're ready. You get to find out if they're even aware that they have the challenge so that you're not the one being pointed at and mistreated because you're the one that can help. But ask permission. And when they start to tell you that you're wrong and you're like, no, I know what I'm talking about. One of the reasons why they're going to look down on you and mistreat you is because the way in which you've approached them and the kind of descriptive language you're using. If you use too much woo-woo language, you're going to be put in the woo-woo tribe. That's just how it works. You use woo-woo language and everybody's going, what do you mean? What is this? You're going to get categorized as a woo-woo person, and then people will mistreat you because you're 1 out of 100. So you get to be the one to put yourself in a better place. Better, clear language that's more acceptable and understanding by people. Permission-based coaching, being sure that they're ready. And then you know by doing this, you'll have more people around you to talk to. And that really, really will be your friends. So I just want to help you. I want to help you. Because I know what it's been like. I do. I know what it's been like. And aren't there a lot of things I would like to share with people? Sure, I would. I would like to do that. But I don't say it all. I find other ways to explain it. I find other ways to help people understand why they're in the problem they're in. You would make a great coach, a great mentor, great presenter. I think every empath really ought to become a coach, a mentor, or a presenter, or a trainer. Like, be able to be in front of people to help, you would do great. You really, really would do great. Think about that. Think about that. Oh, so I just want to help you. Hope this helps. And I hope this helped make your day of like, oh, it makes sense why you get mistreated in some way. It doesn't have to be that way. One match, one light in a room the size of 100 still is light. When you have 99 people who are kind of in that numb state, and you can bring light to the understanding of what's going on, you are super valuable. You don't have to be the 100. You can be the 1 of 100 that can make the difference. But please follow the guidelines that I'm giving you here. Please follow the guidelines so you're respected about what you know. That's what you want to reach, is to be respected. And that you're not a weirdo. You're somebody who's super valuable to whoever gets to meet you. Did you love that? That was awesome. Oh, this can make a big game changer for you in your life. If you make some of those adjustments, it's gonna work out. Now, hey, stay close. Stay close. Click subscribe so we can stay connected to each other. I got more coming to you about how you can improve your life while developing this gift. So click subscribe. And then also, go to the link down here below. Go to this link, and I've got some extra here for you so that you can continue your training on understanding yourself. Click the link, click subscribe, and let's stay connected.